are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing fantastic. And I have to say, I'm doing pretty good. I've been working through a bit of stuff, a bit of grief, of letting go of some things in my life. And yet, my life is so simply beautiful. And I really hope yours is that way too. And if not, I'm here for you. I got you. So today I will be talking about the how to work to get it done and how that has been for me. And I will be giving you a huge piece of the puzzle in the next three episodes. So today I will be talking about refocusing and resuming our project weight loss and what this really means. So please don't take these next three episodes lightly because they're a very big deal for me and have been so in my journey. But before I get to that, you know me and exercise. You know, I was not going to go on my walk this morning because I had things on my calendar and I did not have a walk on my calendar. And I always plan ahead of time and had made the decision not to walk this day. And I was doing a couple of the things I had planned. And I thought about it and I thought, you know, what I want is to go on a walk, even though it's not on my calendar. And this is a big no-no for me. I don't do this on a general rule, but I thought, what I really want to do is just go on my walk. And you know how much I value time and I see myself as a ninja with my time. But many times when we work hard to be organized with our time, we may think that we don't have any spontaneity, right? We're so prescribed. But it's not true. So this morning, I told myself, I really want to walk. I want to walk to the sunrise. And that's exactly what happened. I got up and my phone was acting up. I had done a few things, like I said. And so I couldn't listen to my trusty podcast that I like to listen to. And so I just put on my sweater and a jacket because it's starting to get nippy in California, if you can believe that. California is getting a little bit cold. Anyway, I was walking towards the marina by my house, and I can see the bay as I'm walking. There's a golf course by my house on the way to the marina park, and the street is tree-lined, right? So there's trees all on both sides. And it was very quiet in this early morning, and it was so regenerating, like a resume, like this episode, right? Like Project Weight Loss, like a resume. And I thought, I want to do that because I want to feel that energy. And then I thought, that's kind of what life coaching is about. It's this idea of, you know, there's certain things we need to do and think to refocus and re-energize ourselves, a resuming of our lives, so to speak. And so along the lines of our milestone one, understanding who we are and what we like. And the other aspect of this is the aspect of how to help ourselves level up. And so I will do a three-part series on this whole concept of refocusing and resuming. I put together a mini ebook so that you can get some of the, I would say, some of the main concepts of life coaching and what all that is about. And I didn't want to wait too long to give it to you. I thought, let me make it available to you now so you can go on my website to get it if you don't want to wait over the next two podcasts. This podcast and the next two. I will go a little bit deeper on the podcasts, so you definitely want to listen. But if you want to get the overall concepts and some graphics to a snippet of these fundamentals of life coaching, well, I invite you to go to my website to get the ebook. I want you to have a visual of these refocus and resume. And so please don't take it lightly. So if you're multitasking, come back to me here, right? This is really important stuff. You know, when you work with me, and I really hope you work with me because we go really deep into the concept that this ebook holds that I'm going to provide for you. You see, I kept asking myself before, I understand everything that needs to be done, but how do I get myself to do it? How do I do it? Right? We've heard so much this idea of, you know, diet and exercise, eat healthy and, you know, go on a walk and do all these things that, you know, don't eat that, eat this. And I get all of that. I mean, I understand the concept intellectually, but how do I do it? How do I make myself do it, right? And so there's so much advice on what to eat and to exercise. And again, all of that. And so what I want to do is I want to break it down for you over these next three podcasts. And I say all this to say that this morning when I went on my walk, I did that with the thought of, I do want to live by example. And also, you know, it's so multi-layered because I want to live with my joy, live my life fully, organized, yes, but also with some freedom. And this morning walk, oh my gosh, it did not disappoint. As I'm walking, I see the sun rising. I see the stones on the water in the marina. Like when you see the rocks, kind of like when you see the different layers of rocks in the mountain, you see the sedimentary rock layers, kind of like that, with the different colors and the water stained formations. And you see the ferry coming towards the boat dock to pick up people getting to their destination, probably San Francisco. Anyway, as I was walking towards my meditation bench, my favorite spot to meditate, I thought, this is living for me. You know, and I thought, I wonder what that is for my listeners. So what is it for you? You know, do you get there and go on your walk, or do you jog, or do you do something? And, you know, I highly recommend that you do something for yourself to re-energize yourself, right? And so for me, that's what it is. And you know that, you've heard that from me. And so I really wanted to share that with you this morning. And I know it took a little bit longer than what I normally share, but it was so important for me today. Now onto the main content. The big discovery for me on how to get it done was that my emotions, my feelings were at the root of what I did. And understanding that my thoughts was what made me feel a certain way, what governed my emotions. So I want to start out by saying that this was not easy for me to move into as far as having this concept that I have the ability to choose my emotions and by default my thoughts. I really thought that the reason I could not lose weight and keep to my goals was because I did not have enough willpower. And let me tell you, it's not that. The reason that I was not doing what I wanted to do was because of how I felt, the emotions I had. And I know that this sounds so basic, so minimal, but it's everything to really understand this. The reason I was overeating was for two primary reasons. It was because of these two reasons. The first was because of my brain and the overly processed foods I was eating. So no matter how much in my heart I wanted to lose weight, I wanted to feel good, I went right back to my old habits. And I have always exercised to some extent. And during at some point in my life, I exercised a lot. And still, I was not at my weight that I am today. And have been so for the last few years. You see, it's not the exercise. As much as I want it to be, it's not. I love exercise and need to do it for my mental health and my joy, but I don't do it for my weight. What I do for the weight and what is the real driver to get to act and follow through is my mind and my awareness. So let me unpack that a bit. What I feel is simply because of what I'm thinking. And so many times in the past, I confused the two. I confused my emotions and thoughts as if they were facts. So for example, I felt terrible. I felt that a previous boss many years ago was making my life miserable, right? This was quite a bit ago. That this person did not appreciate me. And all those hours I worked and everything I got done, you know, I was working myself to the ground and no love on the other end. And of course, I felt that this person was doing it to me, pushing me down. But really, that was a thought. And that thought of this person making me miserable made me feel miserable. But in my mind, I took it as a fact. This person made me feel miserable. And the truth was that this person was not making me feel miserable. How I saw the situation and how I thought about this person and myself was making me feel miserable. I chose for this person to take my power away. And so what did I do? If this person made a remark about my work knowledge or lack of it at a meeting, that drove my feelings of self-doubt and self-disappointment. And my actions were going to the vending machine for a Snickers bar or Cheetos. but mainly a chocolate bar. That was it for me. And you see, the pattern here was there was a situation that was happening at a meeting. I thought that this person made my life miserable, which made me feel miserable and awful. And then I acted to materialize that feeling and thought. I overate and ate food that was overly processed and hurt my body, but more importantly, hurt my mind. So let's dissect this a little, kind of like before doing research or analyzing this a bit. The candy bar that is full of sugar, fats, and oils was physically hurting my body, making the dopamine receptors in my brain fire and give me a false sense of pleasure and relief from the internal emotional pain I was feeling. And while the overly processed food was hijacking my mind and body, so were my thoughts. Now, going back to what I was saying about how our emotions drive our actions, this is so true. And just as true is that our emotions are driven by how we think. And if you're like me at all, I couldn't see that. All I could see was the pain of the situation. All I could see was the overwork, the working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I felt miserable. And so I offer that there's a way out of this. And while it's not easy and requires thought and more than anything requires patience, there is a way out. And the reason why I say it requires patience is that our weight loss did not come on in a few days or even really a few months. So the releasing of this weight will take some time and will take some patience. But the tools that we can use to get us on this final journey is what we need and what I offer to help. If you're not doing what you set out to do, that is because of your current thinking. If you can really focus on this idea that what you do is based on what you think and what you think is behind it, then my question is, what are you thinking? And here is where the gold is, because guess what? We decide what we think. We can choose what we think. So to my example, yes, I could choose to think that my work situation was miserable. And by default, I felt miserable. And so really diving deep into this thought of my work like this in this way, I get an opportunity to question why I think this. And you know, the reason why I'm choosing to do this entire concept in three parts is because I don't want to rush this. It's too important to rush this. And that's where we want to go. Right? And so when I'm looking and trying to understand my work situation, I want to be there for a minute. I want to find out, you know, what is really happening? Is it that my work is really, you know, poor? No, my work is not poor. My work is really well done, well put together. Is it that I'm miserable? No, I'm not. I'm really not. I have a loving family. I have wonderful children. I have so many best friends. Right? I have my health, my body. I have a job that pays me. You know, I have employees that work with me. And so when I really start to dissect it, I can really go a little bit further, right? We want to hurry up and we want to find the answers. I know I did. I wanted to know the quick fix. I wanted to fix everything. And you've heard me, if you listened to me in my podcast in the past, I wanted that magic pill. And the first step, really, it's understanding this model of why we do the things we do without intending to. And so I call this model the unintentional model of our being. And before we quickly go to the next step, I want to sit here for a minute and look at this model. And that is that our situation is affected by what we think. And what we think moves us to feel a certain way about it. And what that emotion is what propels us to act. Of course, what we do gives us our results. I have a cool graphic for this in my mini book I put together for you. I put a mini ebook for you. But this is so good for us to know. And man, did I wish I knew this earlier. And so for this week, ask yourself, what emotions am I feeling? And why am I feeling this emotion? What am I thinking? And what am I making those thoughts mean? And know this, that the food, the eating, is a manifestation of what we're thinking. And here's the other thing that I feel is so important in this process. And that is that once we realize and really, really deeply understand this, we want to make sure we're so gentle with ourselves. Because let me tell you, when I thought about this, I thought, what do you mean that I am my feelings? What? Wait a minute. What? you know, and then I felt terrible. I felt bad, you know, so don't blame yourself or berate yourself in any way, because this is what we do as human beings, right? We're so good at beating ourselves up and telling ourselves that we're not good enough. And so this learning model is not an opportunity to get at ourselves. It's the opposite. It's an opportunity to see everything differently, to know we have the power to change, to accept our situations currently as they are, and then to start to act to move ourselves to where we want to be. You know, I love to journal because it allows me the opportunity to reflect, to be in awareness of me, just me. And, you know, I have a 5-year journal. And when I tell you I've been doing the deep work, it's because I've been doing this work of looking at this model and working it for my advantage, writing in my journal daily. I can see and reread my moments in time as my life has been progressing and changing. And in this slow process, I have lost over 75 pounds. And more importantly, I have maintained that loss over the last 5 years. And that is, you know, the data and the research on maintaining the weight, it's not on our side, right? It just, it's really very low. It's like 0.01 people keep their weight loss. So basically, I initially lost 85 pounds. Then I regained 10 pounds, just like how everyone gained weight during the pandemic. But after about a year, I lost those 5 pounds, resuming my weight loss without drama, just refocusing and resuming my project weight loss. So basically, I have maintained a 75 to 80 pound weight loss in the last 5 years. And I think about that. And I think learning this model, learning the research on the brain and coaching myself and working with the coach and using this all as a project with my process of my timelines has been such a game changer. To know that I have my own back, to know that I'm not an island and have so many people that can support me if I just look around and pay attention and be in awareness. And so come back to me because I want to repeat this. If you're not doing what you set out to do, it is because of a thought you're thinking that creates an emotion of hurt for you. Think to find out what those emotions are and let's take a look at them together. Tell me, what are your top 5 emotions on a regular basis? What are those top 5 feelings? You know, realizing that my emotions of overwhelm and feeling inadequate at my jobs years ago was the reason I went to the food for comfort was a game changer for me. I realized that I had options, that I did not need to do this alone. I put a project plan together. I worked to research this like it was a thesis I was writing. Or so I felt like it. And I went to work and I put together my project weight loss. I am the happiest I have been in years. I'm at peace. And I want to work with you towards that goal. You know, one of the big reasons I shared my Project 66 testimonials in some of my podcasts was to really say, you're not alone. You know, a lot of the times people have this concept of you're trying to sell me something. And in a way, yeah, you know, I'm trying to sell you that you can have a better life. I'm trying to sell you that if I can do this, so can you. And that's where other people's experience come in to say, hey, it worked for someone else, because the reality is that there's so few people that really succeed in their weight loss goals long term or in their important goals long term. Long term, like we can get it off, but how many succeed? And so what I offer is this idea that I've done it. I've lost 85 pounds. You know, I'm at 80 pounds lost right now. So I'm 5 pounds off from my goal, but it was my initial goal 5 years ago. I achieved it and went even lower than my goal. And then I thought, wait a minute, is this it? And it was more than that. It ended up being that I found myself afterwards. And so right now in my weight, I'm good. You know, I'm not searching anymore. So when I brought these testimonials to you, the main purpose of them was to really tell you that if I can do this, if these folks can do this, so can you. And the other thing I want to say about this is that we always have the right and ability to reinitiate. The ability to refocus our lives and resume our actions. It's like supercharging our actions. So I'm inviting you, can you take 66 days with me to work on reinventing yourself, work on your project weight loss? We start on the week of November 7th. So can you commit with me for those 66 days of all the days in your life? Can you do 66 days with me? And why 66? Well, because on average, it takes 66 days to create a new habit. And I want to work with you to help you create those habits that will make a difference for your weight loss and your life, especially if you see that you've seen a steady climb in your weight over the last 3 years. So many people have experienced a weight gain through this pandemic, the dreaded 19 extra pounds that we've seen people gain. Or if you've just been seeing that gradual uptick of pounds after each holiday, let's get working on stopping that trajectory. And I know what you may be saying, after the holidays, once the new year starts, I will have my New Year's resolution and then I'll go. Well, I offer that the right time is now, because guess what? Most people gain weight during the holidays. Like I said, the additional pounds over time make a difference. And my truth is that the best time is now, because if you can overcome the biggest hurdle, then the rest is so much more doable. You know, and for me, as I shared, my biggest hurdle was the candy bars. And guess when I started my journey? Right before Halloween. Oh my favorite time of the year. I started and committed and went through the holidays and lost weight. I could not believe that I actually lost weight through the holidays. And yes, I ate, but what a difference from other years. If your time is now, then join me. And I just want to say, I don't want to be pitchy and I'm trying to sell you and all that. And that's not where I want to go with this, but I do want to tell you that it's limited. I'm only going to take a handful of folks. So I'm going to take a very small number of people. And the reason why is because, you know, I'm working, but the real reason is because when I work with someone, I'm not just going to work with you on that hour that you and I will coach, right? I'm working with you before because I'm preparing. I'm working afterwards because I'm preparing, you know, for afterwards. I'm thinking about you through the week on how I can help serve you better. I'm making sure that your project weight loss that I put together for you is for you. And that requires some time in me looking at your specific needs and listening to your specific needs. So when I work with someone, my work is not just that hour that we spend together. My work is much more than that. And so my time, and like I said, I'm a ninja when it comes to my time. I'm really good at focusing on my 8-to-5 job and ninja managing my time and my work. And I love my work and my other projects. So if you want to start on this journey with me, you can contact me to have a consult and I can answer any of your questions regarding the Project 66. Or if you want to find out a little bit more, I would love to speak with you so you can join me on my list. But again, if you know you want to do this, go ahead and sign up, you know, because I'm hoping to fill up rather quickly. I'm inviting you to go to my website and do two things. Get the free mini ebook and get on the list for Project 66. Your time is now. Let's go. Let's get it done. Have a beautiful change in seasons week. Love you all.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.